When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I don't know if it was meaningless, but I get the sense that a lot of people, some people say, well, it was the Giants and you should have done this. Really? I mean, we've been playing terrible for a variety of reasons, but mainly the quarterback. And so to get competent quarterback play yesterday, again, Michael Penix didn't, you know, break any records or anything of that nature, but I thought it was a good, solid foundation. And that's how I've been describing it to people when asked about Michael Penix. Go vote. It's at Dukes and Bell 929. You can tell us what you think. Lots of people chiming in, Zeno, on whether they think you are downplaying this whole thing when you said, hey, would we have won with Kirk Cousins playing yesterday? Because, again, you got two pick sixes. And my whole thing is, I don't know. With the way things are going, I really don't. And Tim says, Zeno seems to be being negative about this. No. I got to defend him. He said he was giving our quarterback props. And I don't want to speak for you, but go ahead.
I think what Michael Penix did yesterday is exactly what you expected him to do. I think he brought stability to an offense and a team that felt like it was in chaos more often than not when they were on offense. The offense didn't feel disjointed. They were able to move the ball with some measure of success. And they didn't make any mistakes. Everything looked clean. And so from that standpoint, again, it's not me being negative. I didn't say a bad thing about Michael Penix or the Falcons or anything they did yesterday. But, you know, there's a wide gap between negative and, you know, all of our problems are fixed. We don't know any of that yet. We just don't. I mean, and you have to take into account the quality of the – you literally played the worst team in football yesterday by a wide margin. They literally were the worst team in football.
No, the Raiders were before when you played them, too.
Well, they just beat the Jaguars yesterday, so Giants in the seat for the number one overall pick, baby.
Is it Sheesh? I believe it is on Twitter. Let me see what his Twitter handle is.
Yeah. Oh, Big Debo ATL.
Correct, at Big Debo. He says, when are we going to talk about Kyle Pitts? Let's talk about him. He's been
You think you hate this place?
He's been unproductive. He has been a question mark. No matter who the quarterback has been. Yesterday, listen, we all make mistakes. That was inexcusable. It hits him right in the hands. That's what you get paid for. Like, and then, and then you fumble it into, and they turn it over.
You know, also, I just work here.
And that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
I mean, look, again, we don't have to answer questions in the offseason, but Kyle Pitts is here for the rest of this year. He's going to be on the field. He's got to be a viable target. You can't just put him out there. He's not a decoy. You have to try to work him into the offense. So that's the reality of the situation. What you do with him in the offseason, somebody asked what you get from him in a trade. I said a bag of balls and an extra groundskeeper.
You're not getting jacked.
So, you know, I mean, you might get a fourth-round pick, conditional fourth for him at this point. But somebody will take a flyer on him in a trade market. But, again, that's down the road. We don't need to worry about that right now. You got to worry about beating the Commanders. You got to worry about beating the Panthers.
Yeah, okay, but here's my issue with this now, right? Because I was adamant before the season started that how critical Pitts' play was going to be.
So was I.
To making this offense different, right? Because, again, the idea of him being in the middle of the field with that size and being that target and being a red zone target with the addition of a veteran like Kirk Cousins, we all felt like this is going to be the unlocking of Kyle Pitts. It hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened. What's up, Bo?
Uh-oh. And he's healthy now,
yes, he
too.
Is. Yes, he is.
You can't use the knee as an excuse anymore because he had a whole offseason to recover and get right in the weight room and all that stuff. And, you know, We haven't heard anything about what was the one little the hamstring thing he had at one point earlier in the season, but he's been healthy all year, so you can't say this is an injury thing with him.
All right, so Zeno, here's my issue with this, talking about just the rest of the season and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's game planning for Kyle Pitts. Nobody's saying we got to know where 8 is. Nobody we're going to play from this point on, because of the season that has been had by him, is saying he is dangerous, and you know what? If we don't defend him, it's a problem. And my point is, if that is the case, then why even play him? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
He's not helping you. And I'm frustrated like everybody else is. Yesterday when that interception happened, I had to put my phone down. Like, I was like, I might say some stuff that I might go there. I am so frustrated with a guy who is so immensely talented, who has done nothing. And I can't explain it anymore, I can't even talk about it. It's what?
It's a miss. I mean, I objected to the pick.
It's a miss.
The minute it happened, you never take a tight end fourth overall. You don't take a tight end inside the top 20, period. Because tight ends don't change offenses. They just don't. Okay, they're not game changers. And the guys that are in this league, you know where you found them all? In the second round and beyond.
Yeah.
Okay?
Out.
It's a miss. There's nothing you can do about it. What's done is done. Deal with it in the offseason. He's got to be out there. He's got to help the team contribute to win. And if he has any, you know, heart, if he ain't the freaking Tin Man, he'll play his tail off for the next two games and in a postseason game to try to show somebody on tape something where...
Wait a minute. You had all season, Zeno, and now you're
again,
got
to... you're not wrong. But you can't do anything about what he is right now. But you also can't put him on the bench.
Why? You just put your quarterback on the bench.
Well...
I'm serious. I'm
not taking the bait.
I'm just saying,
the point is that you know, you even though you're not... No defensive coordinators are staying up at night worried about number 8.
No.
Look, maybe you use that to your advantage, right? Maybe you put him in more positions to get him the football and hopefully he catches it and, you know, and holds on to it and doesn't, you know.
And by the way, you say, you know, you don't take a tight end 4. Remember, and this is the part, he's 6'5". I'm just giving you the physical attributes.
Unicorn.
Runs 4.4.
Unicorn.
Right? Big hands.
Unicorn.
Catch radius.
Unicorn.
All these things we talk about. He was going to be more than just a tight end. And I say that. If you drafted him and he played tight end in Florida, I understand that. But remember, that is what this was about.
That's what they told us.
Yes, it was going to be more than that.
If he turned out just to be a tight end, I'd be happy.
But it was going to be more than that. And so now, I mean, like this is where we're at. And so when you say, when are we going to talk about Kyle Pitts, let's talk about it. 404-726-0929. I just feel like at this point, it is what it is. And
no balls.
You're not going to change things. You're not going to change things. All right, let's hand out a game ball to Michael Penix as well, please. Can we give him a game ball?
Game balls.
For his first NFL start. Again, he managed the game. I thought he did a really good job of getting the ball out, doing all the things that you would hopefully expect to see, and ultimately – didn't turn the ball over. Again, I'm not counting that. I know it's in his stat line, but I'm not counting it. Hey, let me give a ball to Patrick Mahomes as well. You guys realize the Chiefs are 14-1?
Luckiest damn team in the NFL.
14-1. And oh, by the way, everybody talks about his ankle and all this stuff. Patrick Mahomes just continues to win. Game ball.
Mahomes on the far hash in the pocket, stepping up and trying to squeeze through, stays on his feet. 10, 5, Mahomes is into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City on that bad ankle, stepping through the pocket, running all the way to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Does his ankle really hurt? I mean, it didn't look it. I mean, he's scrambling and running like he was normal. It looked normal to me. Either way, they are rolling, and they're playing for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. These last 2 weeks are going to be important for Kansas City.
Well, they win one more. They got it. So they'll take off week 18, then they get a week off in the first round, so Mahomes will have 2 weeks to get healthy.
If they beat the Steelers Christmas Day. That's the question. And I don't know if they're going to. I don't know. This is a short week for both teams. Let's give a game ball, by the way, to Jaden Daniels. Let's give a game ball to him, please.
Game balls.
First to 10 at midfield. Jaden, the throw again. Has to run away for pressure. Lobs one up. Wide open. Down the sideline goes Zacchaeus. Gets out of one tackle. And a second. He's going in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. But there are three flags. Three different parts of the field.
OK, Okay, I'm going to hold off before I say anything. I don't know who these penalties are.
12 men on the field, oh, defense. Yeah. That penalty's the time. Go to play and touchdown.
Jaden Daniels, fourth touchdown pass. It's going to give Washington the opportunity to take the lead.
Wow, what a play.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
I mean, look, I'm curious to see if Jalen Hurts played the whole game. If it turns out the same way, we don't know.
Concussed.
That certainly was a big part of it because Kenny Pickett stinks. Nonetheless.
Didn't you like him?
I mean, I liked him at Pittsburgh. I bet on him a lot at Pittsburgh. He did pretty well, but NFL, no.
He's terrible.
I mean, Will Levis, too. Another one. Feels like another guy who played well in college.
Yeah. They've kind of moved on. Yeah. Let me also give a game ball. Did you guys see the Carolina Panthers, by the way?
I did.
And I hate this because they're our last game of the season, and all of a sudden Bryce is playing well. They got a little confidence.
Okay, again, and let's talk about the future quarterbacks. Remember how bad he looked the first three? Now all of a sudden looks like Bryce Young can play. Looks like he can play.
But you know what? I give them credit. They said they were going to sit him down, and everybody thought they were going to move on from him completely, and they just said, hey, he just needs some time to see this thing. And he's come back in and played well. But Chuba Hubbard, man. What a crazy game this game ended. What's up, O?
He wouldn't be playing though. Would he if Dalton hurt his hand? Would he?
Dalton got into a car accident,
yeah,
right?
Like, and he was sort of thrust back into action. Wally like, there was no intention of putting it back in until Andy Dalton got hurt.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And again, I mean, you know, fortune's work in his favor, but Bryce Young looks a lot more grounded. And again, you talk about control.
Yes,
he doesn't look like a nervous guy back there. He looks more confident. He looks more comfortable. You know, after getting battered around for 25 plus games, he looks like he can actually play.
Let's give him and the Carolina Panthers, Chuba Hubbard specifically, because this is how the game ended, guys. This was a Hubbard touchdown that ended the game. Game ball.
Game balls.
Here's the snap. They give to Hubbard over the right side.
Goes.
Breaks a tackle. 10, 5, high step. Touchdown, Chuba Hubbard. And the Panthers win in overtime. A game-winning 21-yard run by Chuba Hubbard. Sweet Caroline one more time in 2024.
By the way, can I tell you one thing about that game? Because I watched that whole thing.
Yeah, what's up?
I was invested in it to a certain extent.
Money.
You want to talk about quarterbacks who have regressed? Kyler Murray is bad.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Like, I don't know, what is defunct about getting Marvin Harrison Jr. the football? He's the best player, him and James Conner, the best players on that offense, and yet Kyler Murray looks like Lamar Jackson in his rookie year, where he doesn't throw the ball, just wants to take off and run. He just wants to take off and run. Maybe the offensive line is bad. I haven't really dissected it, but the three or four games from Arizona I've watched this year, I can't understand their offensive decision-making at all. I don't think Kyler Murray's actually progressing. I think he's regressing.
It's a great point. Go listen to In the Huddle, the podcast. We talked about it today. You won't believe his December and January numbers.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.